to understand the challenges of measuring noise, of attending to noise, of modeling noise from the perspective of the city administration, like listening like a city. How does a city listen to the noise?
Barcelona is the capital and the largest city of Catalonia, being the second most populous municipality in Spain, just behind Madrid. It's a major European tourist destination, as you know, with a wide offer for commercial, cultural and leisure activities. And the city, thanks to its mild climate, has a busy nightlife, often with a difficult coexistence of users. And I'm sure that most of you, after a week in Barcelona, know the city pretty well. Regarding to the main noise sources, Barcelona has a high traffic volume, one of the highest rate of vehicles per square meter in Europe, in its central district, the Eixample. Okay? This type of noise, as you can think, has a widespread impact on the city as a whole. Although traffic is the main source of noise in Barcelona, by far the most annoying source is the noise from nightlife. It's true that this type of noise is focused on some leisure areas in the city, but they are growing every year and it has to be controlled.
One thing I found interesting was, okay, there's noise of all kinds, like cars and bicycles.
We have areas where you have like restaurants and cafes, well, cafes, terraces in between streets.
The first time I was going there with a group of people and then quickly hopping out of the bar to record some noise, and then I think hearing a lot of people talking very loud.
At one point I was watching this Catalan flag, you know, making the fluttering noise, and then I could also hear like a bike braking and they were like blurring together, and then also hearing the languages, right? So Catalan and Castilian, and then English every once in a while.
But then I was also thinking, because we went to this plaza, it was really nice. People were playing ping pong, there was kids playing football, and like at the same time dogs were like someone was throwing a ball and dogs were like running through these people playing football.
And so we went directly on the Plaza del Sol, that apparently, like, is a square where there's a lot of signs about noise and recreational noise.
And I had one interesting, I think, experience because I wanted to record the skate park and stuff like that, and like the cars and noise. And then only afterwards, after listening to it, I actually heard very loudly the sound of like an infant, I think, crying quite violently, and I did not hear that at all. And I do research on hearing aids, and there it's a lot about capturing and repressing noise and defining what noise is, and especially also a lot about layering. And I think the difference between the hard thing about capturing noise in that sense is trying to, so you can capture like monotonous noise quite easily and filter that out.
But people, neighbors that before had a noise from traffic, now is calling us because they perceive more noise than before. But in our data, we have less noise than before because you have put out the traffic noise, you know. And people is more aware of the other type of noise. You know?
Maybe it's not that it's extremely loud, but since there is not this, like this feeling of intimacy, right? That you can create in the houses, because everything needs to be open also in summer. And also like how it changed maybe between summer and winter. So I guess this lack of like a barrier that you can create with the space outside creates this feeling that is everything's extreme loud.
So like the source is not necessarily that loud.
It's really not really so much about loudness and more about the content. Right. I really thought it was interesting what you said about how the highway, the road is gone, and so now voices are more noticeable.
But I like it. It seems like it's idyllic, and they're like, oh, is this the sea? No, it's the traffic. Right. Yeah, I love it. So you could actually think that the musician is the main noise, but this beep 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 was just completely annoying. Pretty loud, actually.
The noise that was hidden behind
the noise. Yes.
It's not the most brilliant sketch, but what I was trying to express is that that was actually on the Rambla. And so the lines that go like straight up and down, it's the traffic noise. That's the traffic, and that was honking. Stuff. So I'm pretty much located here somewhere on the Rambla. So traffic, and some are louder, some are less loud. And this is supposed to be like the birds and the wind going across. And so I really felt like traffic was just like going, like the noise was going straight up and down there. And the wind and the birds was more like coming like in a, in a 90 degrees angle to that. So
how, when you map noise immediately turns into a spatiotemporal thing. Like you cannot map noise without considering the length of it.
Yeah, it's
like if you stop the length of it, you cannot map the wave. Onomatopoeically write this down, right? Like tu-tu-tu-ru-ru-ru. So I was like,
score,
exactly, like struggling with that. I say, okay, I'm just gonna make the video, right?
Or sketch of what this look like, but then trying to make it noisy. It's just, it's very illustrative. So I have to work on that. It has to be other ways of drawing sound. Not just my heart and the spade.
You're always like kind of like rushing to take your cell phone out and trying to make the video, but then it's already too late. So
I actually did it, like I used a recorder and I recorded 2-minute sequences and I just cut it down to 30 seconds. So because I tried to find a compromise between like permanent recording and just getting also too much data and just like having to hunt down something. So I decided, well, 2 minutes I can handle. And then I just cut out the event.
I don't know if Chavez is going to talk about this, but this is also an issue for the city administration when they are doing the noise maps.
Well, of course, we have this meeting, mapping sessions with all the resident people. And resident people say a lot of things, you know, maybe we take this not the good things and we don't take the bad things. But obviously, this all set of by the people, it's passing a technician filter, you know. And after you have to present it to politicians, and politicians decide if this action is to be taken or not. Okay, it's two filters, no? One filter, one technician filter, and one politician filter. Okay, at the end.